tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV KRNW.
Welcome into the Hound Pound. My name is Jacob Mustard. I'm here to broadcast tonight's game. We actually got two games for you. We got a doubleheader. Both Maryville Spoof Hounds versus Chillicothe. First up is going to be the Lady Spoof Hounds versus Lady Hornets. The Spoof Hounds are coming in at 11-11, while Chillicothe is coming in at 21-4 on the season. So we will see if the Spoof Hounds can kind of keep their advantage at home going. The Lady Spoof Hounds are currently 2-1 at home, so they're going to try and keep a winning home record, or they'll be 50-50 on the season. Meanwhile, the Lady Hornets are 6-2 away, currently averaging 56 points per game, while allowing 31 points per game, and they are currently sitting as the number 2 seed in Class 4 District 16. This is the last week before the tournament starts, so that's one thing to keep in mind. This is the last game that these teams will have before the tournament starts, and that can be a good thing, that can be a bad thing. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. As both teams have taken the court, we'll go ahead and take just a quick break, and we'll be back in roughly a minute to talk over your starting lineups.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More info at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarylandForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District, Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a floral shop, and more. More info at Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support for today's game also comes from Student Body. Located on 4th Street in Maryville, the Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation.
We're on the road with the Spoofhounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
We are going to take another minute break, and we'll be back after the playing of the national anthem.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're back here in the Hound Pound. My name is Jake Mustard. We're going to go ahead and go over the starting lineups tonight for the Maryville Spoof Hounds versus Chillicothe Lady Hornets matchup. For the Spoof Hounds, we have number 15, Riley Viertaler, number 11, Aniston Petlon, number 12, Jayla Price, number 2, Ryson Steins, and number 21, Addison Weldon are going to be the starters for the Maryville Spoofhounds. And then for the Chillicothe Hornets, We have Kayana Cramner, number 0. Number 1, Jessica Reeder. Number 2, Delaney Kiefer. Number 10, Jolie Bonder. And number 33, Bree Pippen. For the Hornets, they only have 2 seniors in their starting lineup, with one of the main players on their team for the past couple years. Jolie Bonder is going to be a starter. She's one that the Spookhounds are going to have to look after, as she's well-rounded and brings some nice scoring to their offense, and that's what allows them to have 56 points per game. The Spookhounds, well, scoring 44 points per game, they have been allowing 43 as well. So that's kind of why they're at an 11-11 record. Chillicothe comes in on a 6-game win streak, being 21-4, and Chillicothe has the advantage over these Lady Spookhounds at 20-7 all time. So that's one thing that we can kind of see if the Spookhounds will topple a team that has kind of dominated them over the past couple years. And we have tip ball. Spookhounds win it into the hands of Jayla Price. She'll bring the ball up the court, and Spookhounds get into their half-court offense. And a couple cuts going across. Petlon with the ball. Tried to dump it inside, and it gets stolen away. Jessica Reeder with the ball for the Hornets. She passes to Bonder. Bonder gets a screen from Cramner. Cramner underneath, passing post to post, and now the ball's back at the top of the paint. They couldn't find anything in the middle of the Spookhounds defense, so they'll attack again. No shot clock. Pump fake, though, by Reeder. She'll pass cross court, and a three by Kiefer. Delaney Kiefer's three is off. Almost an offensive rebound by the Spookhounds, or by the Hornets. Spookhounds pushing the other way. Spookhounds find it in the low post, kick out to the corner. Nothing's there as the Hornets are playing some nice, tough defense, not allowing any space. Still a 0-0 ball game, 6:56, as a three was almost hoisted by Petlon. She passes up on it. Jayla Price, drive and kick to Petlon. Her pass to Weldon, and Weldon's shot's blocked. Bonder brings it up the court. Bonder working on the right side on Weldon. Pump fake, finds her teammate inside, and that's a rejection by Riley Vertaler. And we'll see if she gets involved, as she's the leading Spookhound scorer. She drives down the left side, puts it up with her right, and she gets the first 2 points of the game. She's currently averaging 13.2 points per game, coming off a 21-point performance. Bonder receives the pin down. Her three is nothing but net, and the Hornets will take the lead back. Bonder's dangerous from inside the paint as well as outside. She has great footwork, as well as a three ball. As the Spookhounds on the other side run a quick half-court offense, three is off, but Riley with an offensive rebound. And this time, the reload three by Petlon will go. So 5-3 now. Spookhounds keeping this a tight game, as these two teams played earlier in the season. Chillicothe blew that open 35-68. Chillicothe got the win. Hornets trying to get Bonder in the post. They're not going to be able to, and they throw... Jessica Reeder throws across her body and gets picked off by the Spookhounds. They'll go the other way. A couple crossover moves. They get it into Riley's hands. Vertaler on the drive and kick. Great heads-up play for a three. That one goes down two for Jayla Price. So two threes by the Spookhounds. One three and one basket for the Hornets. Reeder on the drive, Euro step misses, rebound Spookhounds. Spookhounds throw it ahead, gets swatted out of bounds. Reeder with great recovery speed swats that out of bounds. 4:39 to go, 8-3 is your score. Spookhounds get it into Vertaler. Her three is short and hits the net, but nothing else. and goes out of bounds. So it will be Chillicothe ball. Reeder brings it up for the Hornets. Hearn Bonder played the two-lady game. Bonder with a head fake. She gets stopped on her pivot foot. Kiefer drives and kicks. And now we're going to have a foul on Weldon. They're going to call this on the floor. And a couple substitutions for the Hornets. As Lila Beetsma and Izzy Montgomery come in for the Hornets. Bonder will hoist a three, and that is good. She knocks down another three-pointer already. Has 6 points on the night. She has all six of the Hornets' points. Spoofhounds get a nice drive and penetration, but even better defense swats it away. Out of bounds. Spoofhounds will maintain possession bottom of the key. Bottom of the three-point arc is where they'll be inbounding the ball. Lob over the top for a pin down. Three does not get off, and the Spoofhounds are in trouble, getting trapped in the corner. Able to dribble her way out of it was Petlon. Petlon gave it up to Price, and her shot is no good. Chillicothe running the other way. Bonder is going to fire another one. This one finally misses off the right side. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Spoofhounds as they have Riley Hornbuckle made a substitution as well, so she's in the game. Bonder gets the pass. Cutting in the key. She misses, but an offensive rebound. This time by Liz Oliver. She'll put it up for the easy two. Spoofhounds get it inside. The kick out and a long three launched at the top of the key by Hornbuckle. Hits nothing, goes out of bounds. 8-8 with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go in this first quarter. Reeder to Bonder. Bonder swings it to Cramner. They'll get it over to the other side and try and find Bonder on the cut. She's not there. Reeder on the drive, left side, finds Liz on the dump down, out to Bonder. Bonder's three, too far. She gets her own miss. She'll put up a two. And gets fouled, this time on the way up, so she'll be at the line. Shooting two. This one is good. She'll be taking one more. That one good as well. Both of them nothing but net, and the Spoofhounds will try to answer. 8-10. Veritaler with the ball. Sets a pin down and gets in post position for Price to get her the ball. However, she'll kick it away as the Hornets corralled to her on defense. Veritaler gets the ball back, getting a screen from Hornbuckle. Tries to find Hornbuckle, and great defensive hands by Bonder. The ball goes up ahead to Cramner. Cramner gets the two, and we're going to have a timeout by the Spoofhounds as Chillicothe strikes again, this time on the fast break. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
We're back here after the timeout. 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go. 8-12. Jolie Bonder has 8 of the 12 Chillicothe Hornets points, Spoofhound's looking to answer. They run a play out of the break. Hornbuckle, seeing that option's not there, drives and tries to get the right-handed layup to go, and it is no good, and she commits an offensive foul afterwards. It's kind of the worst-case scenario to happen on one of those situations where, you know, you already missed, and the defense got the rebound, and now you commit a foul. However, Hornets will get it the other way. Bonder passes. She sets a screen, but they're not going to use it. Kiefer turns the ball over as she tried to find the cutting Bonder. A three for the Spoofhounds in transition is good. Jayla Price knocks down her second three-pointer of the night, bringing the score within one, 11-12. An open three on the other end. Reeder rims off the front and rebounded long by Petlon. This will put her on the fast break. She pulls up a three. No good. Defensive rebound. And now the Hornets are in transition. Reeder, not finding anybody running with her, decides to slow it down. Now she'll receive a screen from Bonder. Kick out to the corner. Kiefer, her three's long. And we're going to see an over-the-back call on Lila Beetsma, as she has been playing for about half the first quarter, still has yet to log a point. And Ava Dumke will come in for the Spoofhounds, substituting Price after she hit those two threes. Petlon brings the ball up, gets it right into Dumke's hand. Dumke gets it over to Vertaler. She'll drive with the left, spinning in the lane. She'll kick it back out to Dumke, but great defense collapsed on Vertaler, causing her pass to be high and out of bounds. Hornets will take over with 35 seconds to go. They do not have to take a shot. They could hold for the last shot down to 30 seconds. It looks like that's probably what they'll do. So they're running two high guards about 5 to 7 feet away from the three-point line. Not really trying to do anything until the clock winds down. Now Reeder looks on the attack, drives baseline, finds the open short corner player being Lila Beetsma. Spoofhounds the other way. They have to get a shot up quickly. 2 seconds, 1 second. Shot is no good by Petlon. And that's how the first quarter will end, 11-14. Spoofhounds trailing by three after the first. We'll be back in about a minute.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art and retirement classes, and more. The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Getting right back into the action, Spoofhounds winning the tip, so Chillicothe will start with the ball for the second quarter. They set a double pin down for Bonder, but the Hornets could not pin the defenders, and the Spoofhounds were able to contest. That caused a second option pass, and that goes out of bounds. Spoofhounds get the ball right back. That's a great defensive possession when you're down by three. It is early in the game, but these possessions will matter, as it is now stolen by Lila. She passes it off to Cramner, and Cramner gets fouled going up for the layup on the fast break. So she'll be at the line to shoot two. This is Jayla Price's first foul. First free throw is good for Cramner. Cramner good on the second. Might be an announcer's jinx later on, but the Hornets seem to have been practicing their free throws. They are perfect through their first four. Spoofhounds almost turned the ball over, trying to get into Vertaler's hands. She's playing very passive right now. So the Hornets match up kind of perfectly on her size. However, the Spoofhounds get a backdoor cut to Price, and Price's layup will fall eventually, 13-16. Chile is still leading. Spoofhounds switch to a 3-2 zone, and you got to box out. But first, you have to contest. Cramner fires a three from the wing and knocks it down. Spoofhounds quickly the other way, flip up a layup by Weldon. And now Weldon, being the trailing after trying to get her own rebound, gets a steal. Price finds Vertaler. Vertaler hands off to Petlon. Petlon trying to find a cutter, and she finds Weldon again, who misses again on the right side. Spoofhounds got to contest. Bonder in the corner. Not Bonder, excuse me. Reeder in the corner. Petlon with the long rebound, and she'll push it up the floor for the Spoofhounds. She picked up her dribble after being contested by Delaney Kiefer, and that causes her to throw an errant pass to Riley and goes out of bounds. Chillicothe trying to break this zone. And it looks like the Spoofhounds kind of in a zone, kind of man. They're passing off a lot. Looks like they're back in man as Reeder gets it stolen again from Jayla Price. Price going down the court, finds the open Spoofhound. That was Ryson Steins. She misses her two-point attempt. Bonder pulls up for a three, heat check. And that just seems to be her spot. Top of the key, right on line. That's her third three of the game already. 22-13 with 5 minutes 12 seconds left in this second quarter. And the Spoofhounds kind of paying a price, leaving some Chillicothe Hornet players open. And we'll see if they can turn this second quarter around back in about 30 seconds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
We're back here in the Hound Pound as a couple substitutions have been made for the Spoofhounds, bringing back in Hornbuckle. Vertaler still on the court. Jayla Price. Petlon. And Steins still on the court. Petlon swinging the ball across the court. Now she'll get it back. Trying to play a two-man game. They cannot get anything to go. Vertaler. She'll take it herself, and she needs to probably do some more of that, as a lot of the Spoofhound shots are not going. She scoops it up and gets the two to go. However, an impressive drive on the other end. Reeder wasted no time attacking. However, she can't get the ball above the rim. Spoofhounds get the defensive rebound. A nice little head fake by Price. Price dribbles it back out to the corner, trying to find the pass to Vertaler, and that was too easy to read for Bonder. Bonder tips it away. Spoofhounds will maintain possession. Price gets a screen down from Vertaler. Price gives it up and cuts. Screen from Hornbuckle as she throws it into the feet of Vertaler. And it is now out of bounds. 15-22. Chillicothe leads, 4:17 to go in this first half. Spoofhound's got to get a couple stops in a row without fouling, as they have already committed four fouls. Looks like a kick ball was going to be called, and it results in Vertaler and Cramner fighting for it, getting a jump ball. It will be Spoofhound's basketball. Petlon will bring the ball up the court. Petlon to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle sets a screen for Price. Price swings it across the court into the hands of Vertaler. She receives a screen. Now they find the lady in the post, Weldon, and her shot goes over the basket. Hornets coming out the other way. Bonder with a good head fake at the three-point line, but loses the ball when she drives in. Vertaler kicks it up the court now. Price thought about the three. She'll give it up to Petlon. Petlon's three no good. Vertaler, the offensive rebound. She'll step out to the three-point line in the corner, knocks it down. She makes the score 18-22. That's too much space as the Spoofhounds tried to go over the screen and leaves Jessica Reeder open, and she'll make them pay with a three-pointer, answering back. Spoofhounds on the other side. Nice crossover move by Petlon, but cannot finish. The short floater on the left side. Bonder working on Vertaler. Nice right-to-left crossover. Good help defense by Price. Now Price is guarding Cramner, and she gets by her, but good help again by Vertaler. Petlon gives it up to Vertaler. Her trailing three-pointer no good. Offensive rebound by Hornbuckle. And they'll reset. Vertaler kicks it to the corner. Driving baseline and getting a defensive foul. Weldon. Weldon caused the foul as she was going up. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. See who the foul was on. Looks like Bree Pithen is going to get her first foul, team's second. First free throw by Weldon is no good. And it remains 18-25. Second free throw dances around the rim and falls in. And that is her first points of the night for Weldon. Reeder drives in, sidesteps the defender, Cunningham, as she comes off the bench, gets the easy two to go. Reeder has her head down a lot and is getting nice penetration on the Spoofhounds' defense. Vertaler looks to get it into the post for Cunningham. Cunningham kicks it back out to Price. Price, her three is no good. Hornets come the other way with Reeder. She'll give it up to Bonder. Bonder swings it. They get it into the corner to Cramner. Cramner to Bonder. Bonder back across to Beetsma. Reeder and Bonder again. And Cramner gets it into the post. Ball gets kicked out. Great head fake. Gets the defender off her feet by Bonder, and an offensive rebound after the miss. Looks like one ref was calling a tip ball, the other one called a foul, and this will send Lila to the line. She already has one made basket and keeps the Hornets perfect from the free throw line, 5 for 5. 9-point game. This could make it 10. And she finally misses for the Hornets. 19-28 will be the score. Price with the ball, gives it into the corner. Spoofhounds turning the ball over quite a bit in this first half as the ball gets knocked out of the hands of Weldon. And it will stay with the Spoofhounds. Now Price inbounding to Vertoller. She should give it back to Price, who is standing alone in the corner. She'll pass on the three. Drive and kick to Weldon. Weldon kicks out now to Dumke, and her three's off. Rebound Reeder. Reeder slows it down. Going to try and set up a play. And now there's a lob to Bonder. She catches it on the right post. A great play as that leads to an easy, uncontested two-pointer for Jolie Bonder. 16 seconds, 19-30 is your score. Price dribbling the ball down. 10 seconds now. Vertoller does not set the best screen. Spoofhound struggling to put up a shot. The first one misses, but the rebound by Cunningham becomes the buzzer beater. So after the first half, the final score is, of the first half is going to be 21-30. The Spoofhounds were able to keep it within single digits as the Hornets will go into halftime with a 9-point lead. We have 9 minutes and 50 seconds. There will be a halftime show coming up, so we're going to go ahead and take a little extended break, and we'll be back with some halftime stats and review of the first half.
Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pittsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pittsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pittsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pittsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nodaway, Andrew, Atchison, Holton, Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell. Serving the region for over 30 years, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We're back here at the Hound Pound at halftime. 4 minutes and 50 seconds till the Lady Spoof Hounds and Hornets come back out. We'll go ahead and go over the halftime stats for you. As the Spoof Hounds are trailing 21-30 to the dominant performance of Jolie Bonder, who has 13 at the half. That comes from three made three-pointers, one field goal, and two free throws. Her second leading scorer for the Lady Hornets is Kayana Cramner, who has seven, Jessica Reeder with five, Layla Beetsma at three, and Liz Oliver at two. Those are all the scores that make up the 31st half points for the Hornets. And now for your Spoof Hounds, you have the leading scorer at half, Jayla Price with eight, Riley Vertaler at 7, Aniston Petlon at 3, Alyssa Cunningham at 2, and Addison Weldon at 1. The Spoof Hounds are trying to do everything they can to neutralize Jolie Bonder and keep their 3-game win streak alive. However, it does not look the best, as Chillicothe's better 6-game win streak and more points per game is kind of showing in the first half, as they already have 30 points. Mentioned in the pregame that Spoof Hounds only allow an average of 43 points per game, and the Hornets, Lady Hornets, are well on their way to averaging their main points per game, which is 56. So just by going from the stats, the Hornets are already halfway there at halftime. So we'll see if the Spoof Hounds can correct that and play some more defense. They gotta really put their hands up, as the Hornets have made them pay when their hands are down. The saying "hand down, man down" applies to Jolie Bonder, Jessica Reeder, and Kayana Cranmer. All three of them have made three-pointers in this contest. The same can be said about Jayla Price, Padlon, and Vertaler. Like to see Vertaler become a little bit more aggressive, as her passive play is leading to open shots from her teammates, but there seems to be a lid on the basket sometimes for the Spoof Hounds, as they can't get too many shots to drop. That being said, they do have 21 points. It's not a bad half for them. They are going to need to pick it up defensively and offensively if they do want to have a chance in the rest of this game. So we will be back after this break, and we'll come back in to the next half.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
We're back here fresh out of halftime. The Hornets will start with the ball, and they waste no time going into a three-man dribbled handoff. Try and get Bonder open, but they also find the weak side for Jessica Reeder, and she puts up a layup with the left hand, gets blocked, but it results in a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Hornets 5-for-6, make that 6-for-7 as Reeder knocks down her first, and these are her first two free throw attempts of the night. And she gets the second one to fall out the front of the rim. Now they are 6-for-8. Spoofhounds looking to set up Vertaler on the right post. She could have found the cutter, but instead settles for a Price 3. Price misses. Vertaler with the offensive rebound. Great hustle to follow it up. Spoofhounds playing a 2-2-1 press, half-court defense, and Vertaler blocks the shot of Delaney Kiefer after the press was broken. Now the Spoofhounds will set up in a half-court defense. And they don't stick in the zone. They will be in man. Bonder at the top of the key. Gives it up. Now she gets it back, and she'll just fire a three from way downtown. Is off, and an offensive foul by Delaney Kiefer gives the ball to the Spoofhounds. Price will bring up the ball as the halftime leading scorer for the Spoofhounds, knocking down two threes. She gets it back in the corner. Vertaler back to Price, swings it over to Stein. Stein's on the drive. She'll get fouled by Bree Pithen, and she will now shoot two, and she will try and get her first points of the game. First one is off the mark. Second one is no good as well, so she will remain scoreless so far. Spoofhounds try to press, but it got quickly broken as the Hornets are going fast on the other side, a drive and dish. We are going to have a jump ball as that was in... It looks like a injury for Stein. She fell down to the ground and was able to grab the ball and force a jump ball. So Spoofhounds ball. Steins will get it. She'll pass it. The ref kind of noticing Steins limping. Might end up calling an official timeout. Bertoller gets the pass from Petlon, and her fading away left-handed hook is no good. Reader rejects the screen of Cramner, and she'll fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound, but they're going to say a offensive foul right before the rebound. That is a pushing foul on Bree again. So Pithen will pick up her third foul of the night, and she gets subbed out. Only player in foul trouble for either team right now. Behind the back move by Petlon, trying to get around the corner. She can't. Down the baseline, Bertoller gets it at the top of the key. One dribble, hook shot is blocked out of bounds. They're going to say with the off arm that did not block the shot was holding her right arm down. So she will go to the line and shoot two. Bertoller misses the first. Good on the second. Just a couple bodies fall to the ground as they were collapsing off the free throw line. Reader dumps it down to Oliver. Oliver can't get her shot to go. Cramner gets the offensive rebound. They kick it out to Bonder. Bonder resets the team. She'll kick it over to Reader. Reader gets it into Oliver. Oliver swings it, and they get it into Bonder. She'll skip past Oliver. And Spoofhound's playing some great defense, not allowing the drive. So pass into the post is open. And the kick out three is no good. Out of bounds, last touched by the Hornets. .435 to go. Vertoller sets a screen. Petlon can't find her. Thought about the three was Petlon. She's double teamed. There will be an open person. Good head fake and drive by Ava Dumke. Floats it off the glass, and she'll get her first 2 points of the game. Great execution. She found herself open after the double, and nice head fake gets her even more open. Cramner the other way, can't get the three to fall, and tried to have her head up. Petlon makes a big mistake as Alyssa Cunningham did not have her head turned around, and she realized that last second and double dribbled instead of throwing a potential turnover, but it results in one anyway. Chillicothe ball driving down the baseline as Cramner kicks it to the open Bonder, and she'll get her first points of this half. Spoofhounds turn the ball over, 26-33. Hornets drive baseline again, and this time it's Liz Oliver gets the basket. And Spoofhounds are trying to go fast, and Alyssa Cunningham got the ball, but she just traveled and turns the ball over once again for the Spoofhounds. 26-35, 9-point game still. Same deficit that the Spoofhounds had at halftime, and they leave Reeder open for three, and she just dribbles in and knocks down another three-pointer. Spoofhounds tried to go into his zone, but they have to be able to contest the three-point shooters of the Hornets. They take a timeout, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaller, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
We're back after the timeout. Spoofhounds ball down 26-38 with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go in this first quarter of the second half, also known as the third quarter. Jayla Price back in the game, maintaining the ball handling duties. And now the ball is stolen by Jessica Reeder. Reeder down at the other end. She's going to fire another one. A heat check. No good. Defensive rebound by Price. Price with her head up is just going to drive down the lane. She gets bumped. Probably going to be a foul on Cramner. And it is. It is on the floor. Main Spoofhounds ball. Petlund inbounds. She'll find Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle gets it back into the corner for Petlon, and she fires a three. This one good from a couple feet behind the three-point line. That's her second three-pointer of the game. 29-38. Reeder open again. She thought about it. Decides against it, and they find an open Bonder. Her three, a laser this time. No arc on it at all. And it bounces off the iron. Goes out of bounds. Price gets the screen. Hornbuckle to Vertaller. Vertaller now gets a screen from Hornbuckle. She'll find her on the cut. Hornbuckle with the fake. Gets Bonder to jump. And she falls over Hornbuckle, who gets the shot to go. But they're going to say the fall by Bonder was before the shot went up. So it will remain Spoofhounds ball under the basket. Petlanda inbounds again. She'll find Stein. Stein finds Price, and her three just barely misses. Rebounded and gets into the hands of Reeder. Hornets swing the ball, and they get it back into Reeder's hands. She gets it to Bonder. Bonder gives it cross court to Reeder. Reeder dribbling left. Great defense by Petlon. They're going to say Petlon swatted it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Hornets. And Reeder will inbounds. She lobs it over the top to Bonder, guarded by Vertaller. Drive and dish to Oliver, who's sitting in that low block, gets it stripped away and last touched by the Spoofhounds. Ball goes to the corner of the baseline. Reeder to inbounds. She'll find Kiefer. Kiefer hands it back off to Reeder, and she'll start up a set for the Hornets. Drive and kick to Bonder. Bonder stops. Kicks it back out to Kiefer. Kiefer over to Reeder. Reeder pushes off. No foul called. She's still driving on the left side. Dumps down to Oliver, and Oliver gets an easy layup to go. They keep finding her on the low block. Spoofhounds on the offense. and they turn the ball over. Bad pass, bad miscommunication. Reeder benefits on the other side with the steal and the easy layup on the fast break. 33 seconds to go, 29-42. Bertoller, two dribbles, fires a three, got to her spot, trying to cut into this lead before the third quarter ends, 19 seconds to go. Bonder's going to hold for the last shot. Bonder to Reeder. 10 seconds to go. Reeder sends Bonder down. She's going to receive a double pin down, but she rejects it and goes down the right side, scores right before the buzzer sounds, and that's another 2 points for Jessica Reeder. That is going to be the end of the third quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a minute break, and we'll be back for the start of the fourth quarter action.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Back here in the Hound Pound for the fourth quarter, 32-44. Spoofhounds trail. They have lost every quarter so far, and they are trailing. Trailing by 12, they're going to try and come out of the break. Hopefully with a set play. Sines found herself open, but she waits for the cutter, who ended up being Weldon, and she just misses a point-blank shot. Rebounded by Cramner. Cramner to Bonder on the other end. A half spin, kicks back out to Cramner. Cramner passes up on the three. Her teammate shoots. Beatsma, no good. Petlon fires a three on the other end. Offensive rebound by Steins. Steins a fadeaway as she gets bumped. And that's going to be a foul on Liz Oliver. That is her second foul of the night. That sends Steins to the line. Steins missed two free throws earlier. She misses a third. And now she gets her first points as she makes her fourth free throw attempt. Bonder, Cramner, and Kiefer all on the outside. They trap Cramner in the corner. Bonder has Oliver in the paint if she wants her. They swing the ball, find Cramner in the corner. Her three, good. It's her second of the night. Brings the score 33-47. Spoofhounds got to go fast. They don't have too many possessions left. 6:41. They want to make and mount a comeback. Weldon with a pump fake drive, two steps down the lane, gets a foul called. I think that's going to be a third on Oliver. It is going to be on Cramner instead. First free throw, no good. Weldon second goes. That's her second free throw of the game. Reeder will bring the ball up. Kicks it to Bonder. She gets doubled in the corner. Spoofhound's playing a zone. They're trapping the corners. And this one gets tipped on Cramner's three. Offensive rebound by Bonder. Pump fakes the pass and puts up the layup. Good pump fake to get the defense to move. Fairtaller sets a good screen for Petlon. She gets inside and scores the easy left-handed layup. We got 5:55 to go. Spoofhound's pressing, but that leaves Bonder on the back door, and that's another easy two. Spoofhounds, every time they make a basket, the Hornets are answering. Price, drive, and dish out of bounds. Last touch by Weldon. That'll be Hornets ball, 51-36. Chillicothe swinging the ball, kind of stalling out time. They don't need to do too much now. Just kind of deciding who's going to take a contested shot, as none of them are really cutting. Bonder looking inside. Throws it back near the half court. Saved by Kiefer. Kiefer gets it to Cramner. Cramner drives, gets it stolen into the hands of Vertaler. Vertaler, they get it up the court to Petlon, who fires a long three. No good. High off the arc, rebounded by Pithin, and Pithin gives it to Reeder. And now there is a timeout called by the Hornets. We'll go ahead and take a break with them, and we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
We're back here in the Hound Pound, 36-51. Chillicothe kind of pouring it on as the Spoofhounds are making good adjustments on offense, scoring some baskets here late in the fourth quarter. They just can't get a stop on defense. Chillicothe expecting a press, went into a stack. They didn't need to. They get it easily into Cramner. And the Hornets just playing keep away. Bonder trying her best, gets it to Reeder. Spoofhounds pressing. They get a loose ball, but they're going to say last touched by Rice and Steins. Cramner to Bonder. Bonder to Kiefer. Cramner back to Bonder. She kind of gets a screen. Spoofhound's got to press. Got to get more pressure to force a errant pass or turnover. And there's some good fortune. Ball gets inside to Bree Pithin, and she travels. Still scoreless on the day for Bree. Three fouls. And it looks like Vertaler might be done as she subs out with 3:45 to go. Spoofhounds trying to get a shot off. They get it in to Hornbuckle, and she gets fouled. With 3:31, the Hornets most likely going to finish off this game with a win, and they will capture the second seed for the Class 4 District 16 tournament, as we are now in a 1-1 situation. Hornbuckle knocks down the first free throw. Good on the second as well. And if Chillicothe is to retain the second seed, they will play the winner of the Spoofhounds versus Cameron. They are the 3-4 seed. So we could see this matchup again next week on roughly Thursday is the projected date, March 2nd, 7:15. If everything goes according to plans and no weather delays or any ice outside. Meanwhile, the Hornets get a nice pass inside to Oliver, and she gets another easy layup. She's finding a lot of those in the post today, and now a pass off the hands of the Spoofhounds. Cunningham cannot hold on to it. Vertolar comes back in with 2:42. 38-53 is current score. 9 fouls for the Hornets. They have not been keeping that in check. 1 foul for the Spoofhounds. Reeder and Bonder swinging the ball. Bonder thought about the 3. She'll give it up, though. Just stall some more time. Hornets doing a really good job of swinging the ball, keeping it away from the Spoofhounds. When you have Bonder and Reeder out there, they really know how to manipulate the defense. Good head fakes, good screens after passing, and they're just stalling this clock out about 45 seconds worth right now at 1:55 to go, and Spoofhounds will commit a foul. That is on Petlon, her first. Team second, and now there are some substitutions. Hornbuckle will come off. Chillicothe gets it into Bonder. She gets a screen. Reeder fires a 3. No good. Rebound by the Spoofhounds. They'll push the court. They got to go fast. Petlon looks for an open 3. She'll pass off to Cunningham, coming in into Vertolar. Had a look over her right shoulder, decides not to go to it. Petlon over to Vertolar in the corner. He'll dump it down into the post, and a double team does not see her coming. Cunningham gets the ball stolen by Reeder. Heads up play by Reeder. Reeder and Cramner. Now to Bonder, back to Reeder. Chillicothe with 1 minute left, most likely just going to hold, no shot necessary. They're playing a very high, nobody's in the paint, all of them are outside the three-point line. Screening and stopping the Spoofhounds from fouling and double-teaming with all the moving motions and cuts, and it's a great play to keep the opponent off the ball. They probably could have scored 6 or 7 times by now with how many open backdoor cuts, and that's not what they're going to do, though. Last 20 seconds. Spoofhounds trying to play some defense without fouling, and they get the ball tipped away. 16 seconds. Chillicothe gets it in, and that's probably going to do it. Cramner and Bonder. We'll see who finishes with the ball. My bet's on Cramner. She just stopped her dribble. So Spoofhounds will take on Cameron. February 28th is next week, 6 p.m. Home game for the Spoofhounds, but it will be in St. Joe for the district championships. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break. And we'll be back for your post-game here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at NW-AV.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound. The Hornets were able to take down the Spoofhounds, and it was not an easy loss for the Maryville Spoofhounds. They fall to 11-12 on the season. Chillicothe to 22-4, extending their six-game win streak to now 7. And the all-time win streak is now 21-7 against the Spoofhounds. Leading scorer for the game with 17, Jolie Bonder. You had next up, Jessica Reeder with 13, Cramner with 10, Liz Oliver with 10, and Lila Beetsma with 3. On the other side for the Spoofhounds, they had their top scorer, Riley Vertaler, who's averaging 13 points a game. She got her 13. Petlon with 8. Price with 8. Stein with 1. Addison Weldon with 2. Hornbuckle with 2. Dumkey with 2. And Cunningham with 2 as well. So that's gonna do it here for the girls game, but we will be back in just a couple minutes, and we will have the boys basketball versus Chillicothe as well. So the second half of your doubleheader will be back in just a couple minutes.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. And Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nwav.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District.
Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, as well as grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. More info at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio-Proven 40, and Precision Planting. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 660-562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties. Northwest alumni and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or at airforce.com.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Pittsburgher Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittsburgher also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.